Hi, I'm Gina Christian of OSV News, and you're listening to our OSV Newscast for Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. Let's catch you up on the Catholic news of the day, and here we go. Wisconsin's Catholic bishops said that state's top court issued a tragic ruling by striking down a ban on abortion Wisconsin had in place since 1849. The 4-3 ruling was issued today, and it held that the past 50 years of comprehensive legislation on abortion regulation had implicitly repealed the law. Plaintiffs, including Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, had brought the case after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which returned the issue of abortion to the states. The Wisconsin Catholic Conference, which represents the state's Catholic bishops, immediately decried the high court's decision. The conference's executive director, Barbara Sella, called the ruling's logic nonsensical. She said supporters and opponents alike over 176 years understood the legislature's intent that abortion should be illegal. And she added, "A civilized society does not sanction taking the lives of its own children." The Catholic Church teaches that human life must be respected and protected absolutely from the first moment of conception. And since the first century, the Church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. The Diocese of Fresno has filed for bankruptcy to address more than 150 abuse claims filed under a California look-back law and to create healing for abuse survivors and the Church. Bishop Joseph Brennan published a letter to faithful yesterday on addressing the grievous fault of clergy abuse. In it, he said, "I am clear-sighted that this path is the only path that will allow us to handle claims of sexual abuse with fair, equitable compensation, while simultaneously ensuring the continuation of ministry within our diocese." The bishop added, "Now that we have entered a journey of conversion through contrition and acknowledgement of the victim's suffering, we must enter a path of reconciliation which includes resolving the victim's claims." Bishop Brennan had initially announced the Chapter 11 plans back in May of 2024, with the claims prompted by California's enactment of a 2020 to 2022 look-back window for previously time-bound claims. Diocesan Chief Financial Officer Cynthia Martin said in the filing that the volume of lawsuits, which total at least 153, puts the diocese in immediate, dire financial distress, with the diocese's total exposure likely to exceed its assets. The diocesan parishes, schools, Catholic charities, and cemeteries are not expected to be affected by the bankruptcy. A French woman who claims she was healed after a miraculous encounter with Benedictine sister Anella Zervas hopes to contribute to the efforts to canonize the Minnesota nun. 32-year-old Claire Suillard of Calais, France, said she cried out in pain during a health crisis in October of 2024 and said she was visited by Sister Anella, a devout young religious who died in 1926 and who's known locally for her holiness. Suillard described two extraordinary nighttime experiences, including a vision of Christ and the saints, and she said her symptoms vanished the next day. In June, she and her mother visited sacred sites in Wisconsin and Minnesota, including Sister Anella's grave, which is located in St. Joseph, Minnesota. Suillard also shared her story several times amid small gatherings. Bishop Andrew Cousins of Crookston has submitted preliminary documents to Rome seeking to open a canonization cause. Devotees like Suillard and Patrick Norton, a central Minnesota man who also claims a mystical encounter, believe Sister Anella is already a saint in heaven. Suillard considers herself a small instrument in spreading devotion to Sister Anella and said she felt her experience was something she was meant to share. Church leaders in Congo cautiously welcomed a U.S.-brokered peace deal aimed at ending the brutal conflict in the country's east, where rebel group M23 has seized major cities. The June 27th agreement, signed in Washington, calls for a ceasefire, protection of civilians, and unimpeded humanitarian aid. Monsignor Donatien Ncholi of Congo's Bishops' Conference said the deal validates the church's longstanding call for inclusive dialogue, even with armed groups. Despite the optimism, fresh fighting broke out just days after the pact, with the M23 group accusing the army of downing a humanitarian aid plane. Congo's eastern region remains one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, driven by over 100 armed groups and complex foreign interests. Church leaders who have championed peace through diplomacy and interfaith initiatives say the suffering must end, but some warn peace could come at a cost, especially if minerals become bargaining chips. And finally, it's been almost 4 years since Pope Francis opened the Catholic Church's path towards synodality, a term many in the church had never heard before. And Pope Leo XIV has thrown his support behind the last leg of the church's synodal journey. On June 26th, the Pope addressed the Ordinary Council of the Synod, and he said the Synod of Bishops naturally retains its institutional profile and at the same time is enriched by the mature fruits of this season. The Pope added, "You are the body appointed to reap these fruits and make a prospective reflection." The General Secretariat for the Synod of Bishops said in a statement on Monday, the Council convened over 2 days to approve a document for the Synod's final implementation stage. The document is intended to improve dialogue between local churches and the Vatican Synod office, and it will be released July 7th at synod.va. The Council also discussed the work of study groups instituted by Pope Francis to deal with hot-button topics such as women's ordination and changes to priestly formation. And that is your OSV newscast for Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. I'm Gina Christian. Check out the show notes for direct links to the stories in this episode. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast, follow us on social media, and bookmark osvnews.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
This has been an OSV News production. To learn more, visit osvnews.com.